Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Hello. Thanks for tuning in to 5 Minutes in Church History. We're taking a break from releasing new episodes on the podcast, but what you're about to hear is one of my favorite episodes from the archives. We'll be back with new episodes in the new year, but until then, we hope you enjoy this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, let's travel a little closer in time and look at the life of Elizabeth Elliot. She was born in 1926 in Brussels, Belgium, and she died in 2015 in Magnolia, Mississippi. She was the daughter of missionaries. She was a missionary wife to a missionary husband, and she herself was a missionary. She was an author and a speaker, and that is the life of Elizabeth Elliot. Well, as a young lady, Elizabeth Howard went off to Wheaton College, and there she studied the classics. She studied classics because she believed it would best help her for her life's calling to be a missionary and translator of the New Testament. And while at Wheaton, she met Jim Elliot. Jim Elliot thought God wanted him to be a bachelor, but 5 years later, he changed his mind. Initially, they both went to Ecuador single. She went as Elizabeth Howard, and he went as Jim Elliot. But shortly after they arrived, in 1953 in Quito, Ecuador, they were married. Not too far from the site where they were working there in Ecuador, Nate Saint noticed a settlement on one of his flights, and after a few months of airdropping packages and sending messages, they decided they would go and visit the village in person. Jim Elliot and Pete Fleming, Ed McCauley, Roger Yoderian, and the pilot, Nate Saint, all went to visit along the river there in the Amazon jungle. Well, back at the missionary station, no word was received, and people began to wonder about them, and so they started to search. And after a long series of time, and by this point become national news and even international news, their bodies were discovered, and it was realized that all 5 of them were killed, speared to death there in the Amazon jungle. Life magazine ran a 10-page article to chronicle this sacrifice of these missionaries, and many people wondered and scratched their head at the seemingly senseless sacrifice of these young men so far away from home in the Amazon jungle. Well, the next year, Elizabeth Elliot wrote one of her best-selling books, Through Gates of Splendor. And in there, she quotes a line from one of her husband's journals. It simply says, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to get what he cannot lose." And she clearly presented the idea this was no senseless sacrifice. Well, 1958, Elizabeth and Rachel Saint, the sister of the slain pilot Nate Saint, made contact with the very tribe that had killed her husband. And shortly after that, she went and served among them for 2 years as a missionary, and she had with her her young daughter, Valerie. She was only 10 months old at the time of her father's death. Well, in 1963, Elizabeth and Valerie returned to the United States. She would go on to be an author and speaker, and over 5 decades emerge as a leader in evangelicalism. In 1969, she married Addison Leach. He was a professor at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary. After just a few years, he died in 1973 of cancer. 4 years later, she married Lars Gren. He would go on to be her agent. And she, as I mentioned, was an author and wrote well over 20 books. In addition to her books, she also hosted a radio program, a daily radio program that ran for 12 years called Gateway to Joy. She was also known as a leader in evangelicalism and stood up not only for the gospel, but for other issues as they were raised in the end of the 20th century. But it was largely through the sacrifice of her husband and then her desire to return to those same people who took his life that she is known and has a place in church history. Well, that's the life of Elizabeth Elliot, who once said, "Faith does not eliminate questions, but faith knows where to take questions." That's Elizabeth Elliot, and I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. I always enjoy hearing from you, and I'm especially interested in any ideas that you might have for future episodes. You can send along the people, places, or events ideas to me at feedback@5minutesinchurchhistory.com. That's feedback@5minutesinchurchhistory.com. Thanks so much.